Welcome to Message Gals, a Message Gear sponsored podcast about all things women in tech and the occasional controversial topic or cocktail.
You never know what we're going to say. I'm India Waters, Senior Growth Manager here at Message Gears.
And I'm Danielle Profita Briner, your Product Marketing Manager. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, awesome. Welcome back, Message Gals fans. Today we have our good friend, Jasmine Penny from Donors Choose, chatting with India and I. We're so jazzed, pun intended, to have you here. And we really wanted to give a special shout out at the beginning of our little pod here. This is not an ad, but to Women of Email for providing us some of our most gracious guests. So I'm going to turn it over to India.
Yes. Thank you so much for joining us, Jasmine. And just like kind of the quick, like not even 5 minute spiel, like the Cliff's Notes of who's Jasmine, how did you get here today, and what's your position at Donors Choose before we jump into some of the fun questions we've got for you.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I feel like I should start with I'm an introvert, I'm a Capricorn, but I have been at Donors Choose for 6 years now. It was my first job out of college. The way I got to Donors Choose was a very serendipitous train ride on the Metro North in New York, where I happened to sit next to our CMO. And that kind of led to a very short conversation that brought me to get to see the office. And I just really fell in love almost immediately. And at the time when I was interviewing, they didn't have any available jobs. And I sort of just left my resume, got to chat with a lot of really cool people. And a few weeks later, a customer support role opened up, and that's how I actually got into Donors Choose, was not through email in any way, just working with our donors and our teachers, helping them solve problems, which was both challenging, but also the most fulfilling thing to, if you've ever worked in customer support, to know that on the back end of things, sometimes it's so easy to fix a problem that folks feel like is this huge thing. And so getting to know that real customer psychology and user behavior side of things was really exciting, and just got a gateway into Donors Choose and being able to, you know, support our donors and teachers on the site. And then a email marketing role opened up, and I sort of just took a chance. I was encouraged to apply for it, and I ended up getting that role, and I've been doing email ever since.
I love that. I love it. It's like, I mean, a magical ride on Metro North hardly ever happens, and you made it happen.
Yes, you are absolutely my hero. And first of all, bringing up Capricorn, like, we are huge astrology geeks here. I am living for this. And to strike up a conversation on the subway, totally something India and I would do. Like, could talk to a wall. Like, got yourself a job? Check. I love this.
Sometimes I feel like I'm not even striking them up. Like, it's like weirdness is attracting to me. Like, I was at the dog park yesterday, and there was like this altercation between this like random dude and this like very sweet dog. You could tell it was like the sweetest dog there. It was like a Great Dane, who are, you know, precious, but like had a problem with this dude. And like, everyone was like, do you know this dog? Do you know this man? And I was like, why is this happening to me? But I was like, it's obviously this man's fault. This Great Dane does not vibe with this man, and he needs to leave. I don't even think he has a dog here.
Let me tell you, that is an Aries thing. Happens to me all the time. Also, don't trust people that dogs don't trust. Let's just throw that out there.
That is a good rule.
I could just go on all day, but like, I'm letting India take back the reins. Like, I need to hear more about Donors Choose. Your tenure there is incredible.
Yeah. And that's definitely something that, as I was like learning about Jasmine, it's something that like totally caught my eye right immediately, is that you've been at Donors Choose for 6 years. And I think that's so unique and very cool. I love it. I'm coming up on my 4 year mark at Message Gears. And in some ways it feels like no time, but would just love to kind of hear your perspective of like sticking with a company in a time where I think people are kind of doing like 1 or 2 years and then moving on, as opposed to like my parents who started at one company and then worked there till they both retired. But kind of just like love to hear about your experience and kind of what's led you to stay there and what you've learned.
Yeah, I started there partly out of a typical college, I will take any job I can get. This is the most fall in my lap opportunity that I could take. So I was just very excited to be there. And I came from a family of teachers. My grandmother was a teacher, a lot of like aunts and cousins. I have so many teachers in my family. And so education has always been a really just important value in my family life and my personal life. And so getting to really live those values out and be able to really focus in a place where the mission was so centered on something that was really important to me was always an exciting opportunity. And it just made me so excited to get to work somewhere where every day was just people who were really excited and cared so deeply about what they did at all times and were unnaturally the most friendly people I could ever get to work with. And so a lot of the culture and the people there really made the difference for me. In the respect that everyone was just so smart, I was, you know, get to have coffees with, you know, folks who were much more senior than I was in my first like couple weeks there. And so I always just felt incredibly welcome and immediately a part of a community, but also really valued for my thoughts and ideas, even though I was new. And I think what's kept me over the years is really that same culture. And also just being able to tackle new challenges. I think in the work, you know, I've seen some big shifts just personally of moving from a customer support experience into email marketing, which was a really great combination of left brain and right brain work, where you get to just be really creative, but also do a lot of analytics and figure out how to tell a story through metrics and numbers and really paint a picture of a user or of an experience and really get to drive change in that way. And so that was something that was just really new and exciting. And I knew nothing about email other than, you know, following blogs and trying to like be extra prepared for interviews and stuff. And so the more I got to learn, the more exciting it was. And of course, I think there were definitely moments where I was like, oh, maybe I should consider shifting somewhere else, look for other opportunities. But I think there were always just new challenges that arose that felt I was uniquely prepared to handle, that I had the autonomy and was given the responsibility to explore. So being able to grow our email channel, we've recently expanded into SMS. So being able to really lead the charge on that, I think there are companies where I wouldn't get the chance to really be at the helm in that same way, where I've just been able to build a lot of trust and collaboration and just confidence in myself and my work. And that's given me a lot of space to really grow. And so I think a lot of reasons folks tend to move on to other places is kind of hitting that growth ceiling or feeling like you're sort of running out of runway a little bit on what you think you can be able to do at a certain company. And I just feel like I still have a long way to go there.
That is so amazing. First of all, oh, you were going to say something, India?
Sorry, I realized, and just for our listeners who might not be as familiar with Donors Choose, I just realized I wanted to give a little bit of context there. And I totally agree with everything you just said, but Jasmine, just for, I mean, I could, Donors Choose is a platform that helps teachers raise money to buy the things that they need for their classroom. But you can see exactly as you're donating, you can see like exactly what they need for their classrooms. I'm sure Jasmine, you can do a better pitch for your own company, but I've used it many times for my friends who are teachers and I'm like obsessed. It's so cool. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get these beanbag chairs for these first graders. I'm so amped. Like they're going to love it. I'm like so excited to like get the stuff that I would have been so pumped as a little student or a grown-up student. So I love the platform. So if there's anything I got wrong in there, please let me know, but I wanted to make sure the listeners were aware of Donors Choose.
No, you got it perfect. I'll just add that we've been around for a little over 20 years now. And so we were very much right at the beginning of crowdfunding. And you can give as little as a dollar and you're just supporting public school education in the US. And just a really impactful way to be able to see exactly where your dollar is going. And also be able to hear from the teachers and the students and what your gift means to them and what those resources really mean to the classroom.
Yes, absolutely. When I heard we were interviewing you, I was like, this is great. Like to actually meet someone who works there. Like I've used it 1,000 times. So many of my friends are teachers. And I bet like most of the people listening have seen it on their Facebook feed for sure. but I wanted to like circle back. I loved how you brought up your family and you're just like good people. You're coming from good people. You're working with good people. And that's so on MessageGear's brain as well. Like just surrounding yourself with people that are intelligent and goal-oriented and want to do good work. And the fact that you've been given so much responsibility as a woman also, like in the workplace, like in email and in tech and just always on the cutting edge of adopting new technology, is what we love to hear. So that's really awesome that you feel that you're given those experiences to be able to stay and love. Cause I mean, India's had other jobs. I've had other jobs. We're both obsessed with message gears. So we've found like, you know, our one true love of email marketing, but it's good to hear that too. Cause in the day and age of remote work, which I know like we're going to roll into chatting about, sometimes it can get draining and you really have to, we talk about this all the time. Like enjoy the people you work with and enjoy the respect and responsibility and like the projects that you're working on, knowing that you're making a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a treat, and knowing other people that I, you know, in just my professional space and also just my own friends and hearing about their work situations, I always feel incredibly lucky to get to work at such a special place.
Yeah. Well, I think we had here on the next question. Let's talk about remote work. Like, how do you feel? You're in New York, for our listeners who don't know. India and I are sprinkled throughout the country, just like always everywhere. No, I'm just kidding. India's in Atlanta and I'm in Colorado. But we will be, you know, maybe taking Message Gals on a road show. So tell us how you feel about office versus non-office, because you've obviously experienced both with your job. So I'd love to hear what you're thinking.
I have. It's been so interesting to shift to a remote workplace. We are just starting to open up our offices again and have some people get into the office, but it's been completely optional. And I will say one thing about Donor Shoes that is so great is really putting safety first and really emphasizing the wanting to take the most precautions possible, but also giving people the flexibility to come into work as long as it's safe and able to do so. And they've done so much work to just update our offices, prepare our policies, and really make sure that folks can have that flexibility as they want to. I have really enjoyed working from home. I think at the beginning of the pandemic, I was very much like, I need to get back to the office. I can't wait until I see people in person again. I'm so tired of just like sitting in like little computer boxes all day and I don't get to, you know, write on whiteboards anymore. And I've, you know, sticky notes are useless in my house. I can't do things. But I have really come to enjoy, I think, mostly just for my work-life balance, being able to make lunch in the afternoon and be able to properly take a break and feel like I can step away from my computer in a way that I think being in the office, it gets so easy to just like, you're in a zone, you start working on a project and you're just really locked into something and then you look up and it's closing time or you've forgotten you didn't eat lunch today or something like that. And I've created so much more intentional space to be able to take breaks and find balance for myself, which has been really nice. And also, who doesn't love getting to just roll out of bed 10 minutes before you have to start working and just immediately log on and not have to worry about a commute, which is always a benefit. But I do really miss getting to interact with colleagues in that like physical space. I think there's just a certain energy and especially in the collaboration sense, just, you know, being able to like feed off of people's body language in a certain way and really get to champion other people's ideas and get really excited. And definitely miss just like rolling over to somebody's desk to like help look over a problem if folks are troubleshooting something or want to just have like a quick chat or running into people in like our kitchen and having like a little coffee chat or something impromptu. I think that's one thing. You kind of lose the connection. I think, especially coming from someone who's been around for a while, you also with that, like kind of we similar, like 2 to 3 years, we'll have like, you know, a handful of people move on and it's harder to get to know those new people in a remote space where you don't get to just run into somebody who you may not have meetings with all the time, but now you get to see them around and you at least like can put faces to names and get to know them a little bit. That's a lot harder and you have to do a lot more work to really cultivate those relationships. And so I think that's been a tough thing, but we've been able to find our creative ways and figure out how to make it work. And I think there are some like special things in the remote space that I think has made working, I think, a little bit more equitable too, in terms of Zoom chats and or Google Hangouts and being able to use like the hand raising feature. And so there isn't just that natural flow of conversation. It actually like creates space for folks to take a moment and like sit and process ideas and be able to jump in a little bit more freely, actually, I think, and have given sort of newer colleagues or colleagues you may not hear as much if you were in the room, a bigger voice because they have the space to be able to jump in a way that if somebody's just kind of rolling along or, you know, other folks are just much more maybe naturally extroverted or just are quicker to come with ideas, it gets a lot easier for folks to, just sort of like control a conversation. And I think it's been nice to see a little bit more of that distribution of just that distribution of ideas and getting to hear from a lot more different people more often.
I love the real recognize real with the introverted comments about like getting in your word for a meeting. I'm a super extroverted, but my sister is definitely an introvert and she's a consultant. So on like meetings all day long. And I think from a remote perspective, it's amazing to be able to be like, hey, I have things. I'm like the person in a meeting who I am raising my actual hand on Zoom. Like I'm like, and if I'm not getting heard, the other hand is up. And I'm like, hello, I am here.
How polite of y'all. I'm just interrupting.
You're like, forgive me if I'm not understanding. And I'm like, India, everyone knows you're understanding. You're just letting, you're like, she's a good clarifier. Like you need someone to clarify things on a call, India Waters. Like she's not in call. She's not even related. Not even like, doesn't even need to be there. She's like, I'm taking notes. I'm going to send minutes out afterwards. Full email, everyone's copied. She gets shit done.
That's called being a busybody. And I'm sorry, colleagues, I can't help myself. Oh my God. well, I love like literally everything you just said. I was like writing down notes because I just think as we get back to either whether it's a hybrid or people continuing to work remotely, I think sometimes, or I know I'm not, I struggle with being articulate with how I like feel about going back or staying or whatever it is, but you nailed it on the head. Like being in this environment has made it a bit more equitable for like, just everything, like whether it's the hand raising feature or, I know like I need a second to think about what I'm going to say, or I have to like over-engineer it for myself. Cause I'm like, not that great off the cuff. So I, as much as I'm an extrovert, I think I'm an extroverted introvert. And I like need that minute or that like sense of comfortability. Cause like maybe my dog is here with me making me feel like calm or whatever. I have a weighted blanket on my lap or whatever it is. And I do need that minute to be like while someone else is talking, like I'm doing now, like I'm like writing down and then I'm like getting my thoughts together. And when I'm like in a room sometimes with people, like the energy is like, oh, like making me feel like crazy because I am, but so it's like harder. So I do love being with people, but I think you have helped me articulate how I feel about going back a little bit. So thank you, Jasmine.
Yes. Literally everything that you said, I'm like, did she practice this before? Like, it is flowing so well. Like you've got that good combo flow, but I feel that. And you also alluded to having free time, and my parents, like similar to India's, so have had the same job for the last 20 years. They own their own business and they've worked from home since 2000. And that was unheard of, having two parents like at home working. And so I just, from a productivity standpoint at my first job, you know, I'd look over, I'd be like, is that woman watching Netflix on her phone? Like, we are here to work, people. So working at home is all I've ever known. And so it's a hard sell to go to a company and be like, listen, I like to work from home. And they're like, yeah, bet. Haha. but I'm like, you know, I'll get everything done. Laundry at 2 p.m. in the afternoon too. Being a woman is naturally also being a super productive over like committer to things, I feel like sometimes. So I'm out here like chasing my dog, sending an email, like, yeah, will I work like an extra hour or two, like in the evening, if I miss something? Sure. But that's the beauty of working from home. You just grab your laptop and go. And as long as you're getting everything done, I feel like that's the best of both worlds, really.
Yeah. I've really appreciated, I think one thing it's also for me has shown, especially like the senior leaders who are women, just like the balance that they are intentionally creating. And I think remote life forces you to be a little bit extra communicative about, okay, I'm stepping away for 20 minutes because I'm going to go do this thing. And I've really appreciated that modeling of like, okay, it's actually okay to go do a yoga class in the middle of the day, or just take a screen break and take a walk and share a picture on Slack, actually, in our team of like, oh, I saw this really cool thing outside. This is awesome. Or just enjoying the nice day and being able to, even if you're working late, like really communicating that, like, hey, if I'm sending an email at this time, or if I'm responding to you, there's no pressure for you to also be on at 8 o'clock. It's just what works for my schedule. And that, that amount of just grace, I think we've been able to really give each other, and that understanding and that communication sense has always been something I've really found to be amazing.
Totally. I think the empathy has like greatly evolved too. And now I'm making it a point to bring up the word empathy in every single Message Gals podcast, but I almost feel like it is the word of 2022. Like, we're just getting back to it. And I mentioned this, I know, when we were chatting earlier, before we got on the official pod, but at a bar this weekend, someone was like, this is so weird. Like, you work remote and like, we're in a bar and like, life feels normal, but it's not. Like, how do you feel? And I was like, this is so heavy right now for me with my mule. Can we just like take a step back? But it's crazy. But I think everyone, especially people in our general age bracket, millennial-ish, have just grown up where everything is constantly changing, to where it doesn't phase us, I think, as much as others. So I feel really blessed to be able to adapt.
Yeah. So we are closing in on the end of the pod. I've got one last quick question. And again, it's a thank you to the whim of an email who really like connected us on this, that Danielle and I are a part of, and you, of course, are a part of, Jasmine. But I'm just kind of interested in any of the professional communities that you've been a part of throughout your career, and what's your experience been like with them?
Yeah, those professional communities are really the only reason I have any light confidence in my skill set and being an email marketer and getting to call myself that and feeling like, yeah, that's actually true. It's not just a thing I do sometimes and I don't mess it up most of the time. I think Women of Email was one of my first professional communities, and it is just such a great community of folks who are just so thoughtful and kind. And I think just the amount of sharing I've seen has been so incredible, where it's just like anything from, you know, career advice to like, here's this very specific code problem that of course is not working in Outlook or something. And folks are always happy to jump in and really help each other out, which I think is found, I found personally to be really unique and valuable. I think especially entering the job world initially has been so like, I don't know, like, you talk to other people from other companies, are they like cagey? Do they want to like hold certain things back because of company secrets or whatever? But I think everyone in Women of Email has always been so just kind and open and available, which has been really nice. I'll also call out the Email Geeks Slack channel, which is just a really fun place to be. And I think has very much similarly really expanded my knowledge and expanded access to resources that I didn't even know existed. I think I found out about conferences and was able to really just make some valuable connections there that have been just so important to my professional life and being able to grow and knowing, I think even showing off like my skill set and growing in my role, being able to say, oh, if we're wondering about a thing, I know like three people now, I can, you know, ask to hop on a call and just ask them some questions about it, or just post in a Slack channel and know that somebody has probably done it already or is also figuring out the same thing, and we can sort of work together, which has been really nice.
I love it.
Yeah, I love it. Confidence is everything. It never goes out of style. You're also very humble, which is such a good balance, because sometimes I need to remember humble ability, if I'm coining a word here. I'm most excited though about these lightning round questions. India's like the brainchild, the light of her life, besides her dog Druid. Best thing we've ever invented.
That is very true.
I love it.
We have arrived at the end of the podcast. It is time for lightning rounds. And I know I told you before, but as a reminder to the listeners, this is just a lightning round. It has nothing to do with messaging or gals or anything. It's just fun. And I really like to encompass that as part of my life, just fun. So there'll be five of them. Just don't think about them. You can even say pass if it's just like not a good one, because I got a lot of them lined up. But we always do the same two, and then there's different ones. So on your marks, get set, go. Given the choice, would you rather encounter an alien or a ghost?
Ooh, alien.
Got it. All right. You're going to marry one, you're going to date one, and you're going to kill one. Guacamole, salsa, and cheese dip.
Okay. Marry guacamole. I will date cheese dip, and I will kill salsa.
I feel you. Yes.
All right. What are you watching on Netflix?
Right now I've actually been catching up on a lot of Bob's Burgers, which is actually on Hulu, but it has been such a soothing space of just like nonsense humor, and I've been really loving it.
Agreed. I was literally saying my like group chat today, I was like, y'all can't have anything heavy today. I need like just like happiness. But you know, like nothing heavy.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Bob's Burgers is perfect. All right. Then given you live in Queens, do you like Greek or Asian food more?
Oh, hell yeah.
Ooh, oh, that's so tough.
Hitting them with the hard ones. Send me a bacon, egg, and cheese also, please.
I will say Asian food just for the variety of like so many different cuisines within that. Like you can do Chinese, you can do Thai, you can do Korean. There's so much in there.
Mediterranean food versus Asian.
I love it.
My bad. Anyways, right, I support you in all of your decisions here. And then last one, if you could have a superpower, what would it be?
I have had the same superpower since I was like 8 years old, and it is always telepathy, because I feel like it's so much easier when you know what other people are thinking.
Yes, it'd be a blessing and a curse.
Yes, sometimes when I jinx people, I'll be like, I read your mind. And they're like, we're going back to the weird people interactions thing. And like, totally my shtick. Oh my gosh, this has been amazing. For our listeners, this is the first time, I don't know if India has like chatted with you before this, but I'm considering us friends. I'm Absolutely. Loving this for us. This has been so awesome having you. I'll let India have some wrap up thoughts, but just wanted to say thanks for coming on.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jasmine. We really loved it, and we really appreciate your time. And that has been another episode of Message Gal. Thank you. This has been amazing. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us to dig into all things women in tech, or as Glennon Doyle says it, keeping the world running, spinning all the shit into gold.
This is India Waters and Danielle Profita Reiner signing off until next time. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.